Just want to clarify from yesterday, there was a few questions which came up after what I said yesterday, so I just want to clarify in regards to the second point, which was the idea of talking, repeating in the bracha in a different language, adding words in for emphasis, etc. So I said, the Rosh said that that's a problem, and I found that Rav Menashe Klein also in the Shulchan also said that's a problem. It doesn't preclude a person, for there is halacha, which is mentioned in halacha, of a person adding bakashas in the middle brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, not the first three, not the last three, but the middle 13 brachas, a person can add a request in that bracha, which is of the same topic and the same point of that what that bracha is about. That's halacha. A person can be moisif a bakasha, and in Shema Tefillah, a person can add. Basically, at any point that a person needs to be mevakesh, he can add. So if a person would want to do that, he should do that in the following way. The proper place to do that is at the end of the bracha, not in the middle of the bracha, at the end of the bracha, immediately prior to the end of the bracha. You say the bracha, Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha, b'kaveinu malkeinu l'avarasecha, b'achzeinu b'shuv v'shleim l'fanecha. Then a person who has a specific issue, he feels he wants to work to do tshuva, and he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him do tshuva at that point. He can mevakesh for that at that point. Then... then either the last thing that he says should be me'ein the bracha, which he's about to say, or he should then repeat the last few words. So the proper place to put it is at the end of the bracha, but there's another halacha. You have to say me'ein chasima samach lechasima. You have to say that the last point that you say is about the same point that the actual chasima of the bracha is about. What language do you say it in? So a person who can daven nicely in Mevakesh nicely in Lashon HaKodesh is preferred to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. In general, the Malachim are Mizyachet to Lashon HaKodesh. A person cannot do that. A person should say it in any language that he can say it in. There is one issue which the Taz brings up, that a person says it on a constant basis, three times a day, he makes this Bakasha. So the Taz feels that you have a problem. You're now adding and extending the Nusach HaTfilah. For you, you're saying, everybody else says the Tfilah this way, and you, the Nusach HaTfilah is differently. So you're changing the Nusach HaTfilah of Chazal. The Magen Avraham disagrees, and Mishabura passes like the Magen Avraham. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that a person, the Chatchila, should be careful not to do it every single day, all the time, say that Nusach. Because then you're basically, the Chatchila should not do that, get involved in being Moisav constantly, and seemingly changing the Nusach HaTfilah. So a person should be careful with that point. One other point which came up was, let's say a person would start the bracha, we daven in Lashon HaKodesh. There are many reasons why Lashon HaKodesh is a preferred language to daven in. But let's say a person cannot daven in Lashon HaKodesh, he cannot read the words, he doesn't know how to read the words, tefillah can be said in any language. Now, what would be the situation where a person started the Nusach HaTfilah, and he started the bracha, and he started out in Lashon HaKodesh, and then he said some of the words in that bracha, not in Lashon HaKodesh, but in English or in some other language? By the way, the Mishabura Paskins, they challenge him, the Mishabura Halacha Paskins, that halacha that you can daven in a different language has to be the language of the country where you are present. So you shouldn't be davening in French when you're in America, according to the Bir Halacha. I think many people disagree with him on that. You should know that that is the position of the Mishabura on that point. A person, let's say he began, but he started the bracha, and he started out the bracha in Lashon HaKodesh, then he said part of the bracha in English, then he finished up the end of the bracha back in Lashon HaKodesh. I don't think that a person should do that l'chadchila. Anyway, l'chadchila, we prefer Lashon HaKodesh, but to change back from one Lashon to the other Lashon would be preferred. But yeah, but I don't think the person would lose the efficacy of the bracha. The person would be yotzei to the bracha in that situation. Okay, have a good morning.